the student's mom. She's been posting on social media. She posted in a Facebook group that he was undergoing his first PT session, and she's posted a few photos of him awake and with his former elementary school teachers.
So the student was severely injured while in school. What do we know about what happened?
So there's limited information about what happened. The day after it happened, on October 23rd, the principal sent out a letter that said he was struck by what was described as a metal object thrown by another student, and it didn't explain what the metal object was, and he was transported to the hospital. The mom said that he suffered an open skull injury and bone fragments went into his brain, but past that, there's not a ton of information about what happened. I tried to records request the police report and was denied because it involves minors and an open investigation. And then I also tried to request the report that the district has to send to the Maryland Center for School Safety about the incident and was also denied because of student privacy laws.
And of course, a key detail that's missing so far is, was that intentional? Was that an intentional thing, the student throwing a metal object?
We don't know yet, and I don't know how much information they're going to release. The police said that they're investigating the incident and it's active and ongoing.
Yeah, we don't know if there will be criminal charges even. So we'll wait and see on that. What has the family said about the student's injuries and the potential for long-term effects from the injuries?
The student's mom, in her GoFundMe, she said that there are still the possibilities of him being impaired and he's going through physical therapy, but she said speech, mobility, and memory might be impacted.
But the main thing is that this student, who was very seriously injured, at least we're hearing about some encouraging progress.
Yeah, photos of him being awake and with former teachers and stuff like that, which seems a positive direction.